Javier de Sabijo, Vasinajo, Mayari Junio, Najo, Alo Adomo, Shamel Kevin, the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Vinyaseres Hadibros, from the Seres Hadibros, we have a famous, they're all famous, but this is something that people tend to know more. The person has a command to b'chavad his parents. Know that you deserve a long life. Now, the Maisa, it's very, very interesting. We mentioned in the Nishma a little bit. So, this mitzvah, first of all, the first thing we see that the Torah specifies the schar for this mitzvah over here. We don't find other mitzvahs this Indian mentioned in this. There's a difference in the schar, the man, yarichun yomir alo adama. Second of all, as we mentioned last time, the choyro, if we would ask everybody over here, that the mice, we have the two sets of the mitzvahs, the first five. You should have another God. The Shabbos, right? So the Maisa, if we go through all the first five, which is Noichi, Loyeh, Yisa, Shabbos, and Kibbutz, the mitzvah of all those five, those are clearly, those four have been on the mokoy. Keep Shabbos. Anuch Hashem Alekecha. Anuch Hashem Alekecha. Oisiso Hashem Hashav. Don't cash out there falsely. Shom Hashav Shabbos. All those mitzvahs, all those atibrois, Alchor Poshit, in all the mokoy. Between you and Hashem. The next Chelik of five, after Loisignoi, Loisirtzach, don't kill, Loisinov, don't commit adultery, Loisignoi, don't steal, Loisanarechai Choker, don't release for false witness, Loisachmoi, Beis Reyecha, Loisachmoi, Eishis Reyecha, Vavdu, don't be schoimid, all these Lechora bin on Lamo, Lechaveirai. So it's interesting to note, first of all, why is Kavod Esavicha V'Esimecha on the side of the Ben Olam Lamocha? Chorer Pashas, it should be on the side of Ben Olam Chaveira. Those are the two questions that we want to ask tonight. Why is Kavod Esavicha V'Esimecha on the side of the Seres HaDibros, on the right side? You have the Seres HaDibros of the area where it has, you know, Ben Olam Lamocha, when the Chorer Kavod Esavicha V'Esimecha is something that you have to do interpersonal with your parents, and that's the mitzvah. Those are the two horrors. Secondly, it's interesting to note that it's the fifth one of the Aseres HaDibros, Kavod Esav V'Esimecha, which be'emes is some type of bridge between Ben Olam Lamocha and Ben Olam Chaveira, as we're going into Ben Olam Chaveira. So I thought Gevaldik Yisoyed Be'etzim. Be'etzim, the Chinuch itself, he speaks about the Yisoyed of the mitzvah of Kavod Esav V'Esimecha. What is the mitzvah of Kavod Esav V'Esimecha V'Esimecha? So says the Chinuch. Mishor say mitzvah zu. Sheroi loy lo'odim sheyakev yocheskid l'misho osa li moy toiva. The soul of this mitzvah is that a person should do chesed with somebody to do a toiva. Lo yeh novel u'menakev v'kofi toiva. A person shouldn't be a novel. Disgusting person. V'kofi toiva. Shazuhi mida raw umusa v'tachlas. It's one of the most disgusting midas that Shabbos says that a person is not is kafui toiva. Somebody does something good for you, the kafui toiva. Yishita liva ki ava ein esiba hayosev ba'olam. Father and mother are the reason why you're in this world. Okay, but emes royal says kol kavod v'chote el shiyucha. You should do whatever he can. Because
he's
Yisibas kol avoyis ad olam harishoy. So a person comes from the so passes the through the chiluk very gishma. The tachlis of the mitzvah kibud of the aim is that if you show hakaras atoy, if you show hakaras atoy to the father that you see, you eventually show will be able to show hakaras atoy to the father that you don't see. So that's what he's saying. That you, once you recognize taka that you came into this world, the mitzvahs from your father you do see, and you have to have a hakaras atoy for that. So then you go a little deeper and you say, well, but without the Kodesh Baruch, I wouldn't, the whole thing would have started. Because in Melee, it brings us to our Kodesh Baruch, to our Kodesh Baruch, and to realize the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch. The Fizet is very Mitzvah now, the Fizet, that the Mitzvah, the Etzvah, the Shah, to be an Olam Lamokoi, because the Tachlos of the Mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, is all to be Makir, the Tevis of the Kodesh Baruch. And through your father, he's the conduit. In order to the father and the mother is the conduit to bring you to the middle of a Kuras HaToiv in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that to stand up and to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The thing I want to understand, maybe that's L'man Yarichu Yom Malo Adomo, that the Yisoid HaMitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim is the Yisoid of HaKadosh HaToiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Tachlis of Bris HaAdam. Tachlis Bris HaAdam is to recognize the Toivis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day it does with him. And Mamela, to recognize the Torah that he does with you, is the purpose you're in this Bria for. That's what we're here for. That's what we spoke out from the Ramban, we spoke out the Tachlis, the Kantabes of Medrash, and the Moidaloi. Thank Hashem for our being created, that we're your Brios and we're your creations. We thank you for creating us. So that's the Tachlis of the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you around a long time if you're doing it in the right oifen. But a person missing in the basic Yisoid, so Maisa, for service of Dover, he'll be koifing the twig muscle of Shalakarish Baruch. So, what's the tachas in this world? The tachas the person was created for was to give Hakarish HaToiv, Hakarish Baruch, thank him, recognize the good that he does with you, and thank him. That's all Hakarish Baruch wants. That's the tachas what we're here for. All the mitzvahs, everything that we do is be'emes, is a simon of Hakarish HaToiv. But the yisoid of all the mitzvahs and everything that we have is that we should show Hakarish HaToiv, Hakarish Baruch, for creating us. And we have the realization that we are his brios, that he created us. And we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gratitude, we owe that we're indebted to him. That should bring about the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a man that everything surrounds and evolves from the inner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The man of Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoid, the midst of Chavid HaSavich HaSimecha, is the Yisoid HaYisoidos for believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing what and Mekai my tafke, what I'm here for, what I created for. Memela, if you're doing it in the right oifen, if you mechabed your parents, if you do keep your aim in the right highest respect, the service of Dover, you're doing the task of what you were created for. You'll come to the embassy and meet of Akkar Satoy. Memela, why shouldn't you have a long life? Hacha, you have a long life. Why should you continue doing this thing, what you were created for? If a person's chas v'shom, as Rashi says, the opposite is true. He doesn't do it. So if he's going to be a kafui toy, a kafui toy with a kodesh baruch, well, Mela, so he has no taf. That would be very gishmak. He must be the reason why it's Yarich HaShyom you get for the mitzias of him. So, chutz from the schar on him, Yarich HaShyom is because you are now the kind of taf that I bring. But it's also called a bridge to the Yim HaBeinon HaChaver, it's very gishmak. They've been intertwined, the Beinon HaChaver and HaMokum, in this mitzvah, Kavad HaRev. But actually, you saw the mitzvah, the way it's carried out is Beinon HaMokum, LaChaver, right? But it's tachlis and tafkin is be'emes the first time to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank him for what he does, and to remind him in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the real the first time that would be the hezba in why Kavod Avodah is on the first side, even though there's a connection between it and the second side of the whole Indian. And be'etzem we could say another nature boy said that all the Beinon HaChaver that's vital or sirtzach or sin of the ma'aseh be'etzem is you sort of Beinon HaChaver that person has to realize that you have to interact with your chaver, with people around you in the right way. And obviously it's disrespect, it's not the right thing to do these type of things. You don't show covet for these people in this world, and you're not interacting with society in the right way. The first madrega is starts with disrespect for the parents. Once you disrespect his parents, from which he was created from, once you disrespect his parents, and it's gave to him, so then everything is shaykh. Everything is shaykh. once a person can't show across a toy, and what is the pshat? Because he's living a life for himself. He's living a life for himself, so that's going to lead to all the things later on. If a person can't show across a toy with the right oifin, with the richtig oifin, a person can't come out and be able to show across a toy, is the pshat because he's living in a world that he believes that everything's coming to him. Everything's coming to him. He deserves everything, and the whole world has to, you know, kiss up to him, as they say. And that means that he can now control the world. He can do whatever he wants because he deserves it, and no one can tell him that. Therefore, he can go on to Lo Sirtza, whatever he wants in life. But Emes, that's the more sense. Then the Ben Tzayru Meir, what's the Yisrael Ben Tzayru Meir? Shomer B'Kol Ovi Kol Imay. He goes around. He's Malasim B'Sabriyas. He steals. He robs. He cheats. He kills. Why? Once a person loses that respect for the parents, once he can't show his proper respect to his parents, so pshat is he's koifin the toivah that he's getting from people, and he's thinking to himself, so what? So what? My parents brought me into the world, so what? These people did toivahs to me? I'm supposed to have toivahs done to me? I'm somebody special? I'm not showing any gratitude to anybody? From that, it always is a decline, a total decline in the human being, that from that he can come to kill and steal. It's a murder, a musa, how do you saw it, what I'm saying over the verse. The lemaisa, from the fact that a person is nichshal, or not careful, in the end of a course that toy, they don't know how to show proper respect, puts from the fact that the so much of he won't become his tafkin, the gabi people in the world, but he'll slowly decline as a person, and slowly he'll live a self-centered life, that soifa shaldova, he could come to murder, he could come to robbing, murder, adultery, all the worst things in the world. It all starts with being self-centered. That the world is for me, I don't care, I don't look into who I got from. I don't feel indebted, I don't feel grateful for what I've gotten. Once I don't feel grateful, once I'm just concentrated on myself, focusing on myself, it could decline to the worst possible. That could be another svara, why Lamad, he's not going to live a long life. If he's grateful, so based, but if not, Chas V'Shalom will decline into a loisir tzach, he'll kill, steal. And Mela, he'll have enemies at Mela that will lead to a very shortened life because he will not be grateful for what he has. Rav said, this is a church of murder in the Musa Haskell. How we have to work on Ben Olam HaVeiro, but especially in HaKaris HaToyim, to be able to show true HaKaris HaToyim, for things that are given to a person. It's something that, you know, it goes without saying, we live in a very spoiled generation. It's a terribly, terribly spoiled generation. Everything, you know, that's supposed to, you know, very few people are emissa makir toiv. And we spoke about it a few times, but it has to be repeated, it was in the tafkid of the person people say tonight. But very few people are emissa makir toiv. A makir toiv the emissa makir toiv will do anything for the person that you got a toiv from. He realizes that he feels indebted to that person. I don't want to speak on the tape, but it's a palad gazaka by style. You have the guys that get birthday cakes. A black guy came over to me, I didn't want to sleep on it, he came over to me. Guys get birthday cakes, they eat it up, everybody comes in, they eat it up. And the black guy told me that, you know, the last three, four, I don't know, the last three, whatever, there have been numerous times, not one person came over to the person and said, thank you. First of all, anybody who gets a birthday cake should not call his rabbi and say, get on the phone. And I call him, thank you. The guy made a birthday cake for you. Well, it's a very special thing. The guy, he said three or four people, I don't know when it was, they didn't even say, the guy himself didn't say, hey, to Rabbi, I'm not talking about calling his wife. How could a guy not go over to Rabbi and say, thank you? The birthday cake waiting with his name on it, prepared and everything like that. Nothing. He said he didn't hear zero. He didn't hear anything. So the guy said, well, you know, he came from Shaman, the Mon. You know, a guy said, hey man, and I said, oh man, you know, that sounds like Mon, it came from Shemayim, where else did it come from, you know? Oh, Hashem's good to me, he sends me good stuff. He's not thanking Hashem either, because he called Koyfut to Vazor Shechavir, sorry for this, boy. It can't, it's a double power of us, I can't believe it. A guy gets a birthday cake, he gets it, it's given to him, he cuts it up, and then, not to be the hookah made it, if you start with most of us know who made it. But it should be together. Every guy who gets a birthday cake should call his wife and say, thank you. I feel grateful. Thank you. You thought about me and my family. You made me a cake with my name on it and everything. It's a beautiful thing, Rabbi Yisrael. but not to show akaras atoyfer rabbeisa. But it's constantly. It's a constant thing. People are getting toyvers and they're not mamumak toyver. They get a kofui toyver. They show very little akaras atoyfer. Everything, you know, and then forget everything becomes a tiny. Everything becomes he spoiled more and more. I deserve. Well, yeah, I don't know. Complain about this. Complain about most of the people that are complaining is because they're very spoiled and self-centered, and they feel they deserve everything should be coming to me. But it doesn't know that the person should be happy what he gets. This is no okay. Say this. Not the chazal shalom. He never could complain. But a person a complainer, it comes measure from self-centeredness. And I deserve better. I deserve more. I deserve this. I deserve that. That's not your daiga. That's other people's daiga. But the person's daiga that he's always worried about himself is terrible. Mamish terrible. You know, I'm not counting the Musa, but even the trip reports that guys, very few guys come over to say that. You know, I need to thank you, I don't need to thank you. Ellie needs to thank you, I don't need to thank you. But a guy really felt that he come over and say thank you. Oh, what do you mean, Rabbi? My father paid for a trip. You know, first of all, how many guys here don't know? A lot of guys that, whatever it is, in CSS, they didn't pay for the trip, or they won't be paying for the trip, for whatever reason it is. That's one thing. Even so, it doesn't make a difference. You get a toyver from somebody, from whoever it is, whether he paid, he did it, like my parents. The person could say, "What do you mean? They did it for their own purpose. They want to have children. They want to get married. They want to build a home. They want to bring their kids to shul." And everybody should say, "Oh, how cute is your young killer? He looks so nice in his 2-year-old suit." They did it for their own purposes. Chazal said, "Person that shows a question to the father, doesn't matter what reason he had the parents had when they had the child." It doesn't make a difference. You must show a kohos atoyfer for the fact that you wouldn't be here without it. And if there's a trip or anything in the shiva that goes good, the person should come over and give a thank you. Anything. Rashi used to talk about guys coming over. He used to say, play a guy, you know, a reshiva, a rabbi, whoever he gives a shiur. Why doesn't the guy come over? Say thank you. They put time into preparing it to say it. Whatever it is, I'm just saying. But they're rebellion. And people that are dedicated in the yeshiva do things. A person should learn that, and not everything's coming to him. All of a sudden, I sit back, you know, and I burp a little bit, and say, you know, burp it out. The thank you maybe comes out. If it comes out with the burp, if not, you leave it. And otherwise, that's it. You know, a quick thank you. You know, maybe here or there. Maybe a guy gets out the thank you. And the mice, at the end of the day, it's not, you know, last night, I'm just saying, the mice, when she went out, I wouldn't have to, it was extra, I threw in the big bite. No one even burped up the thank you. I mean, at least a burp, something, you know, burp it up, like a loud burp, you know, something, you know, you know, something, you know, here and there, like, you know, a guy doesn't, maybe you come over, you know, say, it's not like I need it. I bet somebody always push through, but I mean, with my fault, I'm not into it. But if you saw the person, it's a mistake. A person doesn't learn to thank, doesn't learn to think he's a being great, he's not going to have success in his any being in a personal relationship. Because it's not the thank you is more the pshat is that, like a course I told you, the sort of a course I told is a course I told. Recognizing the good, recognizing I'm receiving something. The person's so into himself and he just feels that I have to actually get it, pay tuition, that's another thing, he has to owe them or whatever it is, pay tuition, and they should get this, and I should get that. Most yeshivas give way above what the tuition, maybe the few people that are paying. But even that, they give way above. There's still a chiva going to the toy. And Moshe Feinstein used to go to the cook. He paid the cook to work, but he would go every time to thank the cook. Who goes to the cook and thanks the rabbi? That one guy. Okay, maybe whatever. But why said the other you're eating? Yeah, you go to the cook and say thank you. You buy the cook a present. And, I don't know. We go over at least to say thank you. Kind of nice stuff. You enjoyed something one night. He's getting paid. Make it paid. You had a toyver from somebody. You're not paying them anyway. And get a toyver from somebody. Where is the chorus of toyver? The recognition of good of yourself. It's not a point we can speak about from day to tomorrow. It's so important in the mitzvahs of our existence. We must learn to be grateful. We're going to be ungrateful people. We're going to have problems in marriage. I guarantee it. Hashem should guarantee it. You're going to have problems in marriage. They come home, this is no good, and that's no good. Because we're ungrateful. A person has to learn in a high level of course I'm talking, but it has to start on the most partial level. It's the most partial thing a person realizes. His parents, he's only around because of his parents. It starts there. But it doesn't start there, a person says, so you're going to both ways up the ladder. One thing is to the calm chatz v'shom that you won't be kiyokoyf in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't thank him. The same thing, the decline of the human person That's the bridge, all the way to Loi Tzirtzach and everything, because you'll be ungrateful, you won't care. Ben Seiru Moir Mamish, the parasha. He went on to Loi Signoi, then all the things that come afterwards, Rabbi Yisrael. We got to learn of the highest level, Rabbi Yisrael, to be Makir Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And I just really quickly passed by, thank you. It's something also, but the person really got a Torah. I thank you very much. I really appreciate it, what you did for us. That's Akkaras HaToyim, you know. That's Amis Akkaras HaToyim. You have to learn that, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'ez Hashem Bro, the schus that we learn the midah of Akkaras HaToyim on a proper level, Rabbi Yisrael, will come to be Maka Akkaras Bro on the grace, the rest of the level. And that's what Akkaras Bro wants for us this prayer. To be Maka His Toivis, from that a person comes to love Akkaras Bro, that is love towards us. Hashem wants to do chesed with us. He's married by the chesed. As soon as we recognize the Toiv, we zorcha to all the shefa toiv that comes with the midah of Akkaras HaToyim.